At one point, defeat, a little bit hard to take, perhaps. Maybe you deserve something more out of it.
Look, we definitely, that's a disappointed change room. We put a lot into the game, you know, and we were leading for most of the first half, and then another point down, which is disappointing, but very little on the two teams. But I felt even a draw out of the game would have been fair. We done enough for that, but look, we made a few mistakes out there, gave away a bad goal in the first half, and it ended up to cost us, and we're talking about that. You just can't do it at this level. We, you know, morale victories for Donegal is no good anymore against Meath. We're here to win, and we knew we can get to that level, and we showed that. But look, some days you get a rub of the green, the day we didn't, and a couple of mistakes cost us the game probably.
But you did deserve the penalty.
Look, we did deserve the penalty. Liam McKinney broke through, and he actually finished the ball to the net before, but the whistle had gone, and we were thought the 5 second advantage. He would have got the goal, but was taken back, and Luke had a great penalty, you know, and put us in a good place. But at the end of the day, you have to see it out, and we didn't, and we gave away probably just too many frees in the second half that cost us.
Yeah, a bit of a lack of discipline, really.
Yeah, I suppose it's one of them games, and when the defender's taking you on, or forward's taking you on, you have a decision to make how much you're going to commit to it, and maybe we were a bit too aggressive and putting the stick in, and maybe we had two or three pushes in the back that we weren't having, but stuff we're trying to cut out of our game, and they end up costing you in tight games, and that's the way they ended up, you know.
Me, did a lot of wides in second half.
Yeah, and we talked about just keep them shooting under pressure, because they were hitting wides, and they'd done that in the second half. Any time we kept pressure on, they hit wides, because it's not easy shooting. It's about a cross one going down to that far goal. So we were playing it in the first half. It's not easy. So any time we put them under pressure, hit wides, but it was the frees they were brave and accurate from, and you know Jack Regan, they're very, very accurate from them. So it was something we were trying to cut back on, but look, probably the free count cost us in the end, you know.
Conditions weren't that bad, really, the conditions.
No, pitch and ground was good, considering the weather we've had the last day or two. So, but Brave and Cam, good day for hurling. The pitch was good, so no complaints that way. Just disappointing run down the road, you know. We didn't get at least a point out of it, you know.
Yeah. And the tough campaign coming up, really. Could have done maybe with the point to start with.
Of course, we could have done with the point. You're probably looking at maybe Kerry and Kildare, maybe a wee bit ahead of everybody in this league, you know, and down. And then the likes of Derry, Austin, Meath and Tyrone would see ourselves trying to stay there. So it would have been a big 2 points, or even a point today, heading into the Tyrone game next week. But there's no doubt everything goes into the Tyrone game next week. We'll have to get 2 points of that for the inning, you know.
You would have been looking at today's game, though, as a possibility of 2 points and the Tyrone game. That would probably be enough to keep you up.
Yeah, and it was a big start for us, having Meath and Tyrone first, two of the teams that you're going to have to beat to stay in this division. And we did talk about that. It would be a nice place to be going into the Tyrone match with 2 points on the board, you know, and possibly pushing for four next week. And that could have been enough, maybe, to keep you there when you count head-to-heads and stuff. But look, it's not to be. I think there'll be a few upsets, you know. Tyrone's well capable of beating Meath or Derry and vice versa. So just disappointing today. We've got nothing out of it, but we'll just have to move on to Tyrone now next week.
Are you happy with the performance of your team? They did play well and could have taken the 2 points, never mind one. Are you happy with the performance, or are moral victories no good anymore?
No, disappointing. The result now, the morale victories aren't we about anymore. You know, we've moved things on, and we look to beat the teams like Meath, you know, and if you look into your championship, that's who you've got to be aiming for if you want to go to the Christie Ring. Performance-wise, over the 70 minutes, you'd be happy with a lot of it, you know, but the goal in the first half and a couple of points were preventable, come from our mistakes, you know, and we weren't even under that much pressure. So I felt, you know, unforced errors cost us, and that's the disappointing thing. And we just says performance, a lot of it's good, attitude's good, work rate's good, but just cutting out them unforced errors, which is costing us, you know, and that's what happened today.